أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور لتبلون في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 185 and 186 of Surah Al-Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the difficulties that were imposed upon this ummah, upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Yahud, the blasphemy that the Yahud had created against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by saying that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is poor, Allah Ta'ala is impoverished, and they themselves are wealthy, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about mankind giving out the sadaqat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term, man dhalladhi yuqridullaha qardan hasana, who is there that will give a beautiful loan to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala consoled our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all the parties, and as a matter of fact, the whole of mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds each and every one of us, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, each soul shall taste death. Whoever we are, whether a person has brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or wa na'udhu billah, a person has not brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, each one is traveling this journey towards a particular destination, and this journey comes to an end with what we term as maut, what we term as death. So each one is going to taste death. Life does come to an end, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds each and every one that in this life there are going to be difficulties. Those that strive in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is not an easy task. But we need to all focus, and we need to focus on our own amal. We need to focus on our own hashar. We are all going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ourselves, and we all need to concentrate on our own amal. What are we going to present to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Certainly, you will be recompensed, you will be given your full reward on the day of Qiyamah. Two aspects over here. One is this, that in this world, there is ajr, there is reward, and there is punishment, there is saza and jaza in this world. But all of it is a very faint model of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store in the hereafter. Sometimes we carry out a good deed in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a small little reward. Sometimes an ill deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a small little jerk of a punishment. All of it is to turn us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or sometimes it is targhib, it is an encouragement for us to continue to do the good work. But it is a very faint model of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for us in the hereafter. So the real reward is there by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is all stored for us in the akhirat, on the day of qiyamah and thereafter, by way of jannah, by way of jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, that person who is saved and kept away from the fire of Jahannam, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And that person who is admitted into Jannah, again, two very important aspects. Who is saved from the fire of Jahannam is that person upon whom the fadl, the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would save only those whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. The norm and the practice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would be that those who have left this world in a state of iman, then they will be granted Jannah. And we make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us from this world in a state of iman. That is never guaranteed. How we are going to leave this world is never a guarantee, and that is what we should be striving for. Allah has given us this royal gift of iman, and it is our responsibility that we look after this iman, and it is also our responsibility to seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us from this world in the state of iman. So when we leave this world in the state of iman, two conditions may prevail. One is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through His fadl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us jannat without any reckoning and without any entry into the fire of Jahannam. A believer, if he had sinned and if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, his entry will be into the fire of Jahannam, not for any azab, or it will not be for any kind of disgrace, but it will be what the ulama have termed as tathiran, for purification, to purify that believer so that now he is purified to go into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala save us from all of that. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that whoever is saved and kept away from the fire of Jahannam, and that person is then entered into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَاز, then that person has been successful, that person has succeeded. In this world, there are many, many different criterias of success. In a schooling life, success is to pass an examination. In the corporate world, success will be determined by a balance sheet, and success will be determined by rands and cents. But the real and true success, when we look at the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has determined success by two things. Ulaika ala hudam mir rabbihim, that person who is on hidayat from Allah Ta'ala, wa ulaika humul muflihun, then they are the successful ones. The person who has got hidayat from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about here, that person who has been saved from the fire of Jahannam, and that person who is granted Jannat, faqad faz. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The Ridwan, the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is the great trump, that is the great success in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now, what comes between us and Jannat, what comes between us and this great success that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about, what is that impediment? What is that barrier? What blocks the road? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly discusses that, and Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that the hayat of this dunya, the life of this world, the material life of this world is nothing but مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, but it is مَتَاعُ, it is benefit of ghurur, in other words, of delusion. That Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world, and sometimes what happens is, a person is on this travel, a person is on this destination, a person is on this journey, and one forgets the ultimate destination, and the result is that a person becomes so obsessed with this material world. One is ghururat, one is need and necessity, and of course, one is the objective, and that is to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and one is to reach the destination of Jannat. Then what happens is when man becomes so obsessed with this material world, man forgets the original destination, and then man begins to play around with this material world. He loses sight of the destination, he loses sight of his journey, he loses sight of his road, and then the result is that man gets entangled with this world, he forgets about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he forgets about his responsibilities with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he describes this world in two words, hulwa and khadira. One is, it is very sweet, that when a person begins to taste it, the sweetness is of such a nature that a person cannot stop eating it, and it is khadira, it is very lush, that when a person sees it, a person cannot stop seeing it and admiring it, and the result is that a person wants more and more of this material world. So here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has defined what the true success is, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us what the impediment and the barrier is of that real and true success. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all and our families and the whole ummah maut on iman, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all jannatul firdaus without any reckoning. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.